A federal directive was issued in May following the CSX oil train derailment in Lynchburg, Virginia. Neither city officials nor emergency responders knew crude was traveling through the town the day of the disaster, which triggered a massive fire and oil spill into the James River. CSX and other freight railroads have bristled at the emergency order to disclose and share information about their oil trains, and they're asking states to sign agreements of secrecy and pledge not to disclose that information to the public. The oil trains and oil facilities at the Port of Albany have recently come under scrutiny by the community and by elected officials. The capital city has become a national rail hub for oil transport. The typical oil train carries between 1 and 3 million gallons of crude. The trains pass through and park along tracks skirting densely populated inner-city neighborhoods. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy thinks such secrecy shouldn't even be up for discussion.
I think it's crazy that CSX and other rail companies want to keep it secret what routes they're taking and what lines the crude oil, the light oil, or the tar sand oil, or any other hazardous product going through our backyards should be kept from the people that live there day in and day out. I hope the state denies this. I think Washington already set the stage of saying no, and I think the state should come out with a meeting of answers saying no.
Peter Cutler, Deputy Commissioner of Public Affairs for the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, says that officials are reviewing CSX's request for secrecy. Again, Dan McCoy.
I understand Homeland Security issues. Being in the military, I understand that there's certain things you don't want out there, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where this crude oil is coming from out of Canada and the lines that it's taken. So it's not a secret. It's out there. But people should have a right to know, how do we protect ourselves against this stuff that's going through our backyards? And I think if they want to be a good partner, they should roll up their sleeves and say, hey, we're not afraid to let you know what we're rolling, the volume of oil or whatever the material is. We're going to work with you and make sure we protect not just the environment, but we protect the residents of the towns, cities, and villages that we're going through.
Albany political activist Joe Sullivan believes the city and port should take advantage of the flow of oil by building a refinery that would push regional prices of gasoline and home heating oil down. He agrees with CSX that the volumes and movements of crude oil by rail should be guarded in the interest of national security.
To announce to the public, that includes the Al-Qaeda, doesn't it? Years ago when I was in the Navy, there was a saying, loose lips sink ships. Well, maybe loose lips will blow up trains, and that will be more of a hazard to the public. So I agree with CSX.
Associated Press reports California, Louisiana, and New Jersey have agreed to the secrecy pact. In Colorado, South Dakota, Iowa, and Oregon, the confidentiality proposals are under review. Wisconsin, Montana, Illinois, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State have elected not to sign on to secrecy. CSX did not return calls for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.